I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a one-shot game.
Malkin burrowing is out. Oh, my word! And Getty Malkin, spectacular for the hat trick.
Not a one-goal game anymore. Swirling, sapient, no looks, backhand, elevated, ender.
Signature moment from Evgeny Malkin's career. That's where we'll start today. Good afternoon, everybody. I am at Bowser Chevrolet in Monroeville, our incredible Studio B. If you're in the area, I always encourage you to swing by because you get to see, if you walk through the Chevy showroom, the state-of-the-art studio that we've built out here. And I'm all by myself and could use some company. Malzie's on vacation. Donnie Football's on vacation. I think intern Dom is serving a one-day suspension for some of the things he has said about Bob Pompeiani and others over the last couple of weeks. So we have gorgeous Charlie Borges, our hockey aficionado, who's back in Greentree running the show today. 412-928-9370 is how you get involved in today's show. I will address something quickly off the top here from the morning show, where apparently there was an outcry. I think it was completely made up by Callis saying that there were listeners who were pleading that I offer some kind of apology to Harry for the things we said yesterday about the underhanded manner in which Callis's voice got on the U.S. Open broadcast on Sunday. And I'm not going to apologize because he's very much, I think, guilty of sin. That's an opinion. I don't know that as a fact. I thought the way he tried to defend himself was completely half-assed and flimsy. And so I'm not going to come here and say hat in hand that he was right and I was wrong, because I've still seen no evidence to the contrary here. And I'm going to stick by my observations on why that happened over the weekend. So if that's what you're coming here to the start of the show for, you're going to be greatly disappointed. I instead want to start with the Malkin report that we touched on at the end of yesterday from Josh Yoey, and the all-time Malkin whisperer, Rob Rossi, is going to join us later this hour. This is not just a hockey topic. I'm going to say that straight off the bat. This is a bigger topic than just that. This story that Malkin, if you read it, it pretty much, to paraphrase it and boil it down to one sentence, is this. Evgeny Malkin might not retire, but his days with the Penguins are over. He's going to play this year. That's when his contract runs out. And then it's going to be up to him if he wants to keep playing, but it's not going to be here. Maybe it's in Russia, could be with another team, but it's not going to be with the Penguins. The organization is ready to turn the page. They're ready to move on, and they're ready to break up the Holy Trinity, the Big Three, the longest tenured Big Three in North American sports history. It's a marvelous run. It's an all-time run. And we should forever be grateful and thankful that those three guys came together and brought us three Stanley Cups and some of our favorite and most cherished moments as sports fans here. So I'm always going to be indebted to Sid, Malkin and Letang in that order for everything they've done for Pittsburgh. And I hope I'm not arguing against a straw man. That's one of my least favorite things in sports radio. It can be entertaining when people sound outraged about really nothing. There's nothing to be outraged over because people get mad at opinions or things that aren't even opinions. But I at least know one prominent person who disagrees with me on this. And honestly, that's good enough for me to start the show with it. So you've got this Josh Yoey report, kudos to him, that we're going to watch Evgeny Malkin skate for the Penguins one last time this year. And we also have Art Rooney in this TJ Watt never-ending negotiation say that TJ Watt is a one-helmet guy. And if you're good enough, if you're great enough, you therefore enter this hallowed ground where you're only supposed to play for one team. And I think that's completely ridiculous. I can't believe the owner of a team would actually say that, to be honest with you. I have no issue whatsoever. I actually encourage it if that's what he wants to do. If Malkin wants to sign a free agent deal with another team that's willing to pay him a couple $1 million a year to be a low-end, cheap second-line center, or even a guy that plays in the bottom six and on a power play, knock yourself out. I don't care. If he wants to, you know, try to catch on with the Florida Panthers in 2 years or the Tampa Bay Lightning or one of those teams, go ahead. I'm not going to be bitter towards him, and I'm not going to be angry at the Penguins. That's professional sports. Everybody has an expiration, has two expiration dates. Their expiration date with the team they're playing for and their career expiration date. And if the athlete and the team don't think those two dates sync up and match up, well, then go ahead and keep playing somewhere else. And I say this and I mean it. You know, if Sidney Crosby at some point got sick of playing here and wanted to go, you know, play out his last final years with a team that he thought had a better chance of winning a Stanley Cup, I would respect that. I have zero issue. I actually would rather see it, to be honest with you. I keep trying to say that I'm honest with, I should be honest with you all the time. I am. I'd rather see, if Evgeny Malkin's going to play hockey into his 40s, I'd rather it be with another team and not the Penguins. Because I do think it's important for them to transition out of this period. Muse, Malzi's lookalike, said at his introductory press conference, we're a team in transition. And Malkin has publicly stated that he only wants to play for one team. Well, guess what? I mean, I would have liked at some point when I was single to hook up with Selma Hayek, and that didn't happen. So we don't get every single thing we want in life. The Penguins have treated him pretty good. And in turn, he's done incredible things for the franchise. So I think it's been a pretty worthwhile endeavor for both. But this whole idea where whether it's TJ Watt with the Steelers or Evgeny Malkin with the Penguins or Chris Letang or whatever, that these guys have to play for one team, I think that that's complete BS. And I don't even think you, the fan, agree with that. 412-928-9370. I mean, it would suck to some degree if Malkin decided to team up with Alex Ovechkin and spend a year in Washington. But I don't know. I'd rather him do that than pay him to just look like a shell of himself at 40 on a bad Penguins team. I don't think he'd want to go play for the Flyers because they're not going anywhere fast either. But like, I just, that image of him putting another sweater on is not going to make me sick to my stomach. And maybe it would you, and that's why I'm continuing to put the telephone number out there, because I am genuinely curious. You have to have an inquisitive nature to be a, I think, quality sports talk show host. And so that's why I'm giving you my opinion, and I am interested in hearing yours at 412-928-9370. Franco played for the Seahawks. Alan Faneca played for the Jets. Mike Webster suited up for the Chiefs. Marc-Andre Fleury's played for about half the NHL since we lost him in the expansion draft. Dave Parker played for the Reds and A's, and I think a few more teams. So our iconic players, like, we've gotten lucky. A lot of these guys like Roethlisberger, Bradshaw, Mario only played for one team. But that's not the way it generally works in pro sports. Tom Brady played for the Bucks. Wayne Gretzky played for the Blues and Rangers. Willie Mays played for the Mets. It's just the nature of the beast. It's just the way the sports world turns. So he's the fourth best player in team history, talking about Malkin, behind Mario, Sid, and Jágr, and I would put him in that order, and then I would put him fourth, so he gets onto the Mount Rushmore. But that doesn't mean, hey, Evgeny, thank you so much for everything you've done for us. You tell us when you're done playing for us. And if you want to be one of these guys who skates around and you're like Joe Thornton at the end of his career, barely able to move, playing for Toronto or somebody like that, but you want to do that here for us, we can only be so lucky. We would be blessed to have you 3 or 4 years from now still wanting to like be around our young players and be a box office draw. I don't endorse that. He got pulled off a top power play unit for Kevin Hayes this year. The writing's on the wall. So what we should do is we should enjoy and soak in his last year, even though it's probably not going to be that productive, and take it in and enjoy all that we can and remember the great days and the glory years. But this Art Rooney one helmet thing, it's really going to be the death of you as a fan if TJ Watt goes in place for another team. Heck, I want it to happen. I'd prefer it to what we have right now. 41292.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
289-370 is the telephone number. Malzi is off, and that's why I am going to encourage you to chime in. But now I'm getting text messages from Charlie that are making me question what I should do with the phone line, so I don't know what to do yet. Okay. John in the car is here. Hello, John. You're on the fan.
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call.
Yeah.
Listen, if Rod Woodson can play for the Baltimore Ravens and still be revered here in Pittsburgh, Malkin should be able to go or decide to go wherever the hell he wants to.
Well, but how about the Penguins' end of things, of them, like, pushing him out the door? You're cool with that?
Listen, I think it's run its course. Yes, absolutely.
I agree with that.
Yep.
I mean, by the way, is Rod Woodson revered here? I think he's considered a great player. I think everybody knows how good he was with the Steelers. I don't think he's revered, though. He's gone. He's not. He's not put in the same, Like, there's a difference between those two things. You can respect how good somebody was, and then, like, reverence means, like, the guy walks into a room, and everybody's eyes lock in on the guy, and they're like, oh, my God, this dude is here. Troy's here. Bettis is here. Joe Green is here. Rod Woodson did lose out on that because he left the Steelers with so much time left in his career. This would be somebody who played 95% of his career with one team who just latches on to another team at the tail end of things. You know, like, I guess in Boston, they're probably having this conversation, right? Like, what is it going to feel like for them when Brad Marchand wins the Stanley Cup with a rival in the next few days? And how they're probably pissed that they should have kept him and never let him leave, and they couldn't get a deal done, so they tried to get something back in a trade, and now he's going to experience another Stanley Cup. He won only one in Boston. Like, I'm sure that that's a talking point there. But honestly, if Malkin or Sid, and I know that the Sid idea of him playing with another team is unbelievably far-fetched, even though Paul Bissonnette likes to talk about it happening like once a week on his podcast, which is a great podcast, by the way. It wouldn't bother me. It wouldn't irritate me. It would tick me off that the Penguins couldn't build a better team around them late in their career. But that's a super hard thing to do when we're talking about trying to win big with players that are in their late 30s. 412-928-9370. Tyler's next. Hello, Tyler.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Hey, I wanted to weigh in on the TJ Watt and Malkin leaving.
Yes.
I mean, it would be a whole different story if we had a good team around these guys, but we don't. So we might as well get – I wanted to get rid of Malkin 2-3 years ago, trade him, get what we could for him, but they didn't do that. Like, I want to get rid of these – if we don't have the guys around them to win now, get rid of them and get what we can for them. That's what I think.
I think that – thanks for the call. I think that people, for whatever reason with Malkin, have been in a hurry to get him out of town. So I probably should have brought that up earlier here in the segment. He's won 3 Stanley Cups here. But he is, in that way, a lightning rod for fans. And there are tons – I don't believe this. I don't agree with this. There are tons of people out there who seem to think if the Penguins had merely traded him 3 or 4 years ago, the team would be in much better shape right now. I don't agree with that. When they brought him back, he was coming off a good year. I still thought there was gas left in the tank. He had a couple of 27-goal seasons, and last year he obviously took a massive step back. All the knee injuries, he was a minus 24. He only had 16 goals. It was his worst season by far. He's shot. He's done. But it's just weird. I guess this is a separate topic, but if you want to weigh in on it, you can. It's just always been odd to me how many Penguins fans have been so bloodless with Malkin. He's an all-time great. He's the 4th best player of all time. And people like to brag about how they got to the mountain first on him and said, see, I told you so. He should have been gone in 2018, or these idiots didn't trade him in 2021. I think it's disrespectful to one of the best players of all time, me personally. 412-928-9370 if you want to react to that too. The report that Malkin is done with the Penguins after this year, regardless of whether or not he wants to keep playing. And this whole one helmet, one jersey fascination that exists, that Art Rooney trumpeted. Do you agree with that? 412-928-9370. How would it make you feel seeing these guys put on another uniform? 412-928-9370. I'm live at Studio B, back with your calls, but first the Charlie headline. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Live at Studio B, Bowser Chevy, our incredible state-of-the-art studio here. No Malzi, no Donnie. Charlie back in Green Tree. Evgeny Malkin whisperer, Rob Rossi, in about 10 minutes. Also, we'll get Rob's thoughts on Pierre LeBrun. He works with Pierre over at The Athletic. Is there anything new on the Lemieux Group ownership front trying to buy back into the Penguins? The Athletic reported that Evgeny Malkin is done with the Penguins after this year, whether he wants to keep playing hockey or not. they're going to turn the page. I'm all for it. I think this notion that one helmet guys or one jersey guys need to exist in pro sports is preposterous. And I said, maybe it's a little bit of a straw man, but the guy who said it, who coined that phrase, was Art Rooney, the owner of the friggin' Steelers. And so when he says it, I guess I'm maybe just arguing with one person on it, but it's a pretty big name. And I just don't believe it. I don't think that fans really care about that stuff as much anymore with the way that other guys have gone and played, like Tom Brady and Wayne Gretzky and Willie Mays and even guys here like Alan Faneca, Mike Webster, you name it. 412-928-9370. Here's Donovan in Elwood City. Hello, Donovan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Sure. I agree with you that Malkin shouldn't be getting as much hate as he does. In fact, I think, in my personal opinion, and as a Penguins fan, he deserves like a day contract so he can retire as a Penguin if he is truly like done playing hockey for his career.
And he'll get that when he's done, and he'll get a jersey number sweater number retirement ceremony, and he might even get a statue out in front of the arena with Sid. So I think he's going to get all his flowers eventually from the organization. That's not in question here.
But yeah, I just wanted to share my opinion and defend him a bit, you know?
I mean, if he went and played a year with the Capitals or something like that, would that piss you off?
A little bit, but I'd still give him credit as a former Penguin, you know?
Why would it piss you off?
All the time, you know? Because he's one of my favorites ever since I started following the Penguins. Like,
it grosses you out picturing him in another uniform?
A little bit, but not that badly, I guess. I don't know.
All right. But thanks, Donovan. Here's Joe next. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Tony. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
I think I agree with you. I think that the people have taken the player over the logo all too often these days. Sure, Malkin, all-time great. If he wants to move on, eventually he can. I think that we all thought that this contract was going to lead to his retirement and right off into the sunset with the boys. And would be the last man standing. And I think he's allowed to do whatever he wants, but I think we got to worry about the Penguins and the Steelers before we start worrying about the players.
Which, yeah, thanks. I mean, I feel like most fans do, all like 90% of the time, put name on the front over name on the back. What happens, though, is that fans become so attached to players, they think what's best for the team is keeping that all-time great player around forever. And it's just crazy to me that the owner of a football team would, like, buy into that kind of, like, sentimental aspect of professional sports, because that's what Rooney did. And look, I mean, he wasn't under oath. He was doing a media tour with reporters afterwards. So I guess if they can't find middle ground or compromise with TJ Watt and he goes and plays somewhere else, he can always say that was his intention and it just didn't happen. But he'll look silly. I mean, he'll look bad if that is in the cards for Watt. Now, I think it still feels like that has a snowball's chance in hell of happening, but who knows? I mean, there have absolutely been crazier things, right? I mean, the group that owns the Penguins up in Boston just out of nowhere, I guess not totally out of nowhere, but just traded its best player to the Giants the day they swept the Yankees to get themselves back into playoff contention. So we see shocking transactions in sports all the time. And Watt not getting a new deal from the Steelers and either getting traded or playing out his contract here would be a huge shocker. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Speaking of Watt, it did surprise me that another Steelers defensive player got a new deal last night, not named TJ Watt. We'll explore that and get into how Watt feels and what should be done about it. But I've promised that the Penguins Whisperer, the Malkin Whisperer, Rob Rossi is next with us to get into what's next for Malkin and also what's next for the Penguins on the ownership front and in free agency. Because the offseason could start as early as tonight if the Panthers can finish off the Oilers. Charlie has a headline and we're right back on The Fan. 2:35, time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. Live at Studio B, Bowser Chevy in Monroeville, our state-of-the-art home away from home. Malzie on vacation, Donnie on vacation. Time for Hockey Talk, and we are joined by one of the greatest hockey writers of all time. He'll probably end up in Toronto one day, enshrined there for all of his great writing throughout the years, mostly as a Penguins insider, now working for The Athletic. Rob Rossi is back with us. Rob, your take on what Josh Yoey wrote about Evgeny Malkin's future.
Hey, well, thank you for the kind words. I don't know if I agree with them, but I'm not surprised. I mean, look, I've not thought Evgeny is going to play beyond this season. I don't think it's a surprise. I don't think it would be a surprise to him, based off conversations with him, to learn that, you know, I don't think this is the first time he's hearing also that the Penguins wouldn't be going without giving him a contract for next year, because I don't think anybody's expecting him to play beyond this mm-hmm. season. I do think, though, you know, that's where the Penguins and Malkin are right now. I think if Evgeny Malkin were to, you know, have a point per game season and play in 70 plus games and score 30 goals and decide he wants to give it one more shot and, you know, do it at a, you know, maybe $3 million or $4 million rate then on a 1-year deal, I think then, you know, I think that might be a discussion the Penguins would have. But I think, you know, I've been pretty clear on this since I think we talked about it last summer, Andrew. I just think that with Evgeny, he wants to honor this contract. He doesn't want to play for any other NHL team. I don't expect that he will play for another NHL team. He doesn't want to play beyond. He doesn't want to overextend his welcome. And, you know, he doesn't want to be the player who goes out a shell of himself. So I think you're going to see a pretty, if he's able to stay healthy, I think you're going to see a pretty motivated Evgeny Malkin this year to leave on a nice note. And I think there's a real chance that, you know, this is the year we'll say goodbye to the two greatest Russian hockey players in NHL history. And they'll go out, I think, fittingly together. I think we'll see Alex Ovechkin and Evgeny Malkin both play their final seasons in the NHL this season.
I have two questions, but I'm going to ask them one at a time because I hate when I give a guest two and then they have to figure out how to answer them combined. So the first one off of what you said would be, what are the odds that
a designer shoe warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
He has that kind of season that you described where he does have like a 30-goal season and a point-per-game pace.
I think there's a lot of variables to that. One is his health. Two is, does the new coach view him as a guy that's going to be on the top power play? That wasn't something that Mike Sullivan viewed at the end. I would assume that that's a look that we'll see in training camp. One of Dan Muse's specialties is the way he coaches the power play. So we'll have to see. But then it also comes down to, you know, line mates. And look, the Penguins aren't going to be a good hockey team this year. They're just not. I mean, they're just nothing about that roster makeup screams competitive team.
I think they're going to be one of the five worst teams in hockey. And I'm not convinced that the GM of the team isn't hoping for that, Rob.
Oh, I think he is. I think he is. I think that's his plan. I think his plan is he's not calling this a rebuild. It is a rebuild. I think he knows that, you know, a combination of mistakes by the previous regime and of his own doing have put the Penguins way behind the rebuild ball, and they're kind of in no man's land right now where they have a lot of veterans, but they don't have a lot of veterans that a lot of teams want. So they're stuck with some of them. The ones that they do have that they want, I don't think they want to move and or can move, and they don't really have any impact prospects in the system. So, yeah, I think the plan is to be bad and hope you get some lottery luck, even if you don't get the number one pick next year, which, you know, there may be the latest generational talent in Connor McKenna. You draft higher than certainly outside the top 10, and you have to start acquiring some of that talent at the top of the draft. So when you ask me about Malkin, so much of that I think is out of his control compared to, you know, at points in his career where he was good enough to do that. I don't want to say on his own, but elevate other players. He needs more help now, and they don't have that type of help that is there. And I think the Penguins could do even more well by their fan base with being honest about where they are, which is this isn't a team that can try to sell anymore, straddling the line with, you know, competing with the current group while also trying to build something that will be the next potentially, you know, championship contending group. That's not where they're at. They're where a lot of the teams you see playing now were a decade ago.
Rob, if Florida is able to beat Edmonton tonight, that means the NHL offseason will officially get underway. If you had to look into the Rob Rossi crystal ball and say, this is the number one splash move that the Penguins will make this summer, what do you think it will be?
I think that, I don't think there is a splash move that they would make this summer. I
couldn't
foresee
one. I don't even mean bringing somebody in. I'm saying that might even be a jettison.
Saying
the biggest headline move we see them make.
I think the biggest headline move will be trading Erik Karlsson. If they're able to do it, I think that's going to be tough. But mostly because Karlsson has a lot of control there. And I don't get the sense that the view on him is that there's a lot of people willing to take on a lot of that contract with 2 years left. I will throw one out there. I don't think it's going to happen, but I know teams are going to inquire and already are trying to sort of inquire about Brian Rust. I don't think that's a move that Kyle Dubas wants to make. My sense is that he wants Rust to be here to play with Sidney Crosby. I think there's two things of that. I think one, they view Rust as a guy that would be good to teach some of these guys how to be Penguins. I think the other aspect of that is I think there might be a better market for Brian Rust, whose no movement clause expires on July 1st. I think there'd probably be more benefit to the Penguins holding on to him and seeing if they could get something better for him at the deadline from a team that might overpay more at the deadline than in the summer.
Rob, Pierre LeBrun is one of the most respected names in hockey reporting. What was your reaction to what he said last week about Mario Berkel and David Morehouse trying to buy back the Penguins?
Yeah, I don't have that information that Pierre does. All I can tell you is my information is that there's less there than what Pierre said. I don't believe there to be a real strong interest on their end or capability on their end of doing that. And I certainly don't think the way I'll say it is this. I think anybody that's out there that's hoping for more involvement from Mario Lemieux with the Penguins should know two things. He's got an offer anytime he wants from FSG to be more involved in the organization than he is now. I know for a fact that the type of investment FSG is looking for from a minority partner is a significant, significant number. And they are looking for somebody from the outside to come in, not guys that already have a very infantile percentage share.
Rob, what do you think are the chances of Mario taking them up on that offer to be more involved?
I don't see any reason to think that he will. I mean, I haven't talked to him directly, but you know, from what I understand, he's got a pretty good life going right now. You know, he's got his home in Pittsburgh. He's got, you know, some places in some states where he can go play golf, and he's got grandkids that he's enjoying helping be a part of. So look, I mean, Mario's always going to be associated with the Penguins for the rest of his life. I think something that a lot of people are having their tough time wrapping their head around is that from the age of 18 until a few years ago, that he and the Penguins were attached at the hip. And I think he's enjoying not having that be the case for the first time in his adult life. And I think people need to be patient. I don't think we're seeing the end of Mario Lemieux being around. I do see a time when, you know, maybe he's, I wouldn't say regularly, but around more often. But I just think he needs a bit of a break right now and from this organization. And, you know, I've said, I think that's one of the great things about what they did with Jaromir Jagr a couple of years ago. I think he's the logical guy to sort of pick up that baton until eventually, as I have to imagine what happens, Sidney Crosby is somehow involved in his post-playing career.
Rob, what is Jagr doing for them?
Well, nothing in an official capacity. I believe he came into town last week, and I don't know if he's still here. I know there was some sort of convention he was going to go to where there are a lot of star athletes.
I don't think he is, because like he was seen at the final down in Florida.
Yeah,
after
I'm not
that.
Sure if he's here or he went to that convention. You know, I mean, he has, you know, I think they'd love for him to take on some sort of ambassador role, but it's no longer a strained relationship. You know, when he was in town, he met with Kyle Dubas and his staff, just sort of, you know, had a brief chat with them. I don't think it was about any role. It was just sort of the staff was in town having meetings and Jagr stopped by. I mean, when Jagr's in Pittsburgh, the Penguins would love for him to be involved. As we know, with Jagr, you know, he's not even fully committed to not playing again next year for the team he owns in Prague. And in Czechia, but I don't think it's actually in Prague. I think it's in Kladno, where his hometown is. But I mean, like, the thing about Jags is, like, it's, you know, he doesn't live in the States. So when he's here, I think he likes to stop by Pittsburgh and check in. And I'm sure they're going to want to do some Jagr nights and, you know, whatever Jagr's up for, they'll be willing to do. But I think just having him just posting about the Penguins and, you know, talking about the Penguins when he's over there or over here and, you know, sort of bringing that relationship back to the point where it's in a good spot, I think has had an incredible value to the organization, because it's no longer a strained or estranged relationship. And, but it's not going to be like the one Mario had, because Jagr doesn't live in Pittsburgh like Mario did.
Rob, wish you great health, and thank you for coming on with us, and good luck covering all the Penguins moves this offseason.
Oh, yeah, I like what you're hearing. 5-3 tonight, but I won't tell you who wins, except that maybe I will. Panthers in 6.
See you, Rob. Charlie, did you know that Rob had that in his bag?
Ooh, yeah.
You did?
No, I actually didn't. But I do appreciate the Macho Man reference.
I know Mulsey appreciates it even more than me, but I think he walks around the house talking to himself and his cat in that voice.
Sometimes I do that. I'll just walk around and see a cup of coffee in the kitchen, and it'll just Macho Man will just come out.
What does your fiance make of that?
She's normally not home when I do that, or when I do that, she just chalks it up to my idiocracy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.